Welcome to Unwrapping the Truth, exploring the realities in the world of journalism. I am your host, Brenner Hanau. In this week's episode, we will be discussing the crisis of journalism and how it has affected the industry and journalists, and what to expect in the future. With that, we bring on Logan Bennett and Sam O'Coin, who have went out and interviewed Kate Wheeler, who is an award-winning news specialist, reporter, narrator, writing on digital content, and on-air coach. She was formerly at Global News in 2022. And Jeffrey Dvorkin, who is the director of journalism at the University of Toronto. Logan and Sam have some things to share with us from these interviews. Why do you think journalism is in a crisis?
So I think journalism is in a crisis because media corporations don't want to adapt to technology nowadays. So like Jeffrey said, and Jeffrey Dvorkin, when I interviewed him, he said media corporations were hesitant to adapt to technology and the internet, and they weren't wanting to do that, so they stuck to the old ways. So I believe that's why they're suffering from getting eyes, and their advertisements are low, they're not getting as much money as they used to. So basically that's why journalism is as a crisis, based on Jeffrey Dvorkin of what he said.
Going off what Logan said, I think just from the two interviews, what we kind of learned is, like, why, like, they both said these outlets, they have to adapt to what people are doing. I think back to what Kate told us is that she doesn't even watch the news on television anymore. She watches it on her phone, right? So this is why we're in a crisis, because, yeah, you can watch the news on your phone now. There's so much great stuff on the phone, but like there's just not a lot of dedicated news outlets that you can just get on your phone. Like, you should just be able to subscribe, right, and get it right from your phone, because a lot of people not only don't have time to watch it on the TV, but they also just they don't really want to. TV's for other things nowadays, apparently.
What do you guys think journalism should try and do to stop the crisis?
Well, based on what Jeffrey Dvorkin said, we believe that they should start embracing these new technologies like Twitter and Instagram, the Wi-Fi internet, and TikTok, and all these different types of social medias, because that's where you're going to access the most eyes. TikTok, if you want to access TikTok, TikTok is basically for young generation, and that's the demographic you're trying to go for here. So I think they start to appeal to the a broader audience and younger audience, and that's what they need to do to adapt and accept the change, and that's how they do to stop the crisis.
I think you nailed that one there, Logan. I think what people in charge of these organizations need to do is that there's a lot of people that are just doing news through social media, like even like our professor Tom. He has a 1-minute newscast he does every morning, and because of his reputation, he's able to build an audience, and he's able to get sponsors for that. You know, we always listen to it. So it's like, you know, I think people need to I think people in charge of these news industries need to pay attention to whoever is doing all this stuff. And I think that's where they need to start hiring, because you're seeing all these cuts of people, but like, they're just not being smart with their hires. They need to start hiring to adapt to what's going on and what they can do in the future, which is mobile journalism, which is news that you can get that's very accessible through your phone. So that's what they need to do.
If you guys think journalism has been in a crisis, why are you in it?
Well, I'm in it because I have a passion. I have a passion for sports and being in front of the camera, just doing what I love to do, which is delivering sports news. And that's the reason why I got into journalism, because of that specific avenue, and sports is my nature. So I just thought journalism would be a second nature, and I would be a part of Rogers and Bell or whatever comes to my place, and I just do that. But that's basically why I'm in it.
I just like the aspect of news gathering and just like telling stories. You know, sometimes you'll see like a protest, or like see a bunch of police cars like somewhere, or even like you said, like a sports game, and you're curious. You want to know what's going on, right? That's what we do as journalists. We're curious about stuff like that. So I think that's why I've just been a very curious person about news and sports, like Logan mentioned. So that's why we're in journalism. We're trying to help it make a comeback, and we're trying to be part of the group of people, the big group of people, because there's a lot of people trying to help journalism and news in general come back. So I think that's why we're kind of doing this right now.
As journalists, do you think that the internet has had a big impact on media cuts?
Yes, I do, because the internet has made a big impact on media corporations and media cuts, because it's forced companies like Bell and Rogers needing to adapt to the newer technology and platforms. But the budget doesn't accommodate for that, because they have so many employees and so many people to employ that they just have no space whatsoever in the budget to adapt these newer technologies and reach the wider audience in advertising. And like, I want to quote a person from Bell Media. We just walked into a Bell Media camera operator, and she taught us that it's basically like a one-man show. They have now adopted a one-man show. Like, that's what media corporations are looking for, a person that can do it all, editing, video camera, reporting, everything. That's what they have adopted now, and that's where I see journalism in the future, a one-man show.
I think just going off, like, journalism, Kate told us as well, and we'll get into this later, but Kate told us that this kind of started in the 90s when internet was a thing, started to be a thing. And because of this, like, these news outlets have always had the thought of, we're going to keep this structure and we're not going to change. That's why you're starting to see the one-man band for these reporters. They know how to do camera now. They know how to edit. They know how to shoot. They know how to do interviews. They know how to report. They know how to send all their stuff back. They know how to go live with their truck. And they're doing this because CTV, CBC, all these major news outlets are realizing that, hey, our past system was not making us enough money, so we're going to try and fix something in it, not try and go to some other method, which I think they should. What we talk about, the mobile stuff and hiring in a different area for some of their operations. But they're just stubborn, and they just want their ways to work that have worked in the past, which that's cool that they've worked in the past, but as Kate and Jeffrey have said, the past is the past. We have to focus on the future.
Jeffrey states that journalism has made their news gathering operations smaller, while Kate Wheeler states that the crisis started in the 90s due to the internet. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think things are the way that it is, and based on what Kate Wheeler said back in the 90s, it started the crisis. I think things are the way it is because media corporations had multiple warnings that things are changing in a direction. When they found that internet was a thing, it's about adapting as quickly as possible so you don't miss a beat. So when it was all happening and internet became a thing, they decided to put that on the back burner and just stick with the old version. Stick with what old, they believed old is gold instead of new is what sometimes what to do. And this is why they're going through now media cuts, job losses, and even putting people in positions where they don't even know some of this stuff. Like, you're putting some people who don't know how to work the mics or how to work the backstage stuff that's going on there, and you're putting them in that position, and that's gonna suffer. The production's gonna suffer due to that.
Because of the internet getting introduced in the 90s, before that, to get your news, you had to either subscribe to the local paper, pick up the paper, that's where you'd get your news, that's where you'd get all of your like ads for groceries or anything, right? That's where kids would make their Christmas list. Like, I even remember doing that as a kid. You'd grab the flyers and you'd put together a Christmas list. But now with the internet, people can just go online and they can read a short press release released from CP24 or CBC. And yeah, these news outlets, they have it online, but they're not making it as much money as they would on TV. And because of the internet, people are not going to TV because not a lot of people even have cable anymore. Like, I'll just throw this question out to both of you. Logan, I think you have cable, but Brainerd, do you even have cable anymore?
I don't have cable at all anymore.
That's where the news is coming from, right? You get Rogers or Bell cable, and you can get CBC or City TV, but without those, you got to subscribe for a news channel, and I don't think people want to do that. I think they want to just subscribe to their favorite journalists online.
Or right? Now.
That's why it started. That's kind of going further on what Kate said, right? Like, that's why it started to go down in the 90s, because internet has presented a new way of getting information for people. Not just news, but, like, content, TV shows in general.
That's some really good points, Sam. Do you think Kate Wheeler and Jeffrey gave helpful advice about how a journalist could survive in the world of journalism? And could you elaborate on it?
Yes, I do believe when we interviewed Kate Wheeler and Jeffrey Dvorkin, they gave very good advice on how journalism is in crisis. Like, Kate Wheeler told us that cuts have been prevalent in the media, and the media has been in crisis since the early 90s. And I didn't even know that, to be honest, so that was new information. And Jeffrey told us that not the same amount of money, the same amount of money that was flowing back then isn't flowing to the media organizations, as their advertising model is broken and has been for a while. So based on what they're giving us, they're giving tidbits and things to fix and to elaborate and to think on, you know? And I think they did a very good job in explaining why journalism is in crisis in the way it is now.
Yeah, like, before we started, collecting information and research on this, I didn't know that the cuts really started, like, ramping up 15 years ago. Like, Kate was cut in 2010, later part of 2009. I didn't know that they were starting to make a bunch of cuts back then. I mean, sure, the internet was a thing, but, like, I thought this was just become, like, over the past 5 years. So that was a very shocking part to me. But as I kind of reflect on it and say, well, yeah, the internet started in the 90s, and then you started to have this new wave of the way people gather, collect, or just consume content and news. So now it makes sense to me, right? Why wouldn't it start in 2010? It sucks as bad as it sounds, right? Lucky for Kate, she had a lot of connections and she was able to get back into the industry right away. But for some people, that's not the way it is.
Why or why not do you guys think that Jeffrey and Kate Wheeler did a good job of talking about how journalism is in a crisis right now?
Well, I do believe they did a very good job in explaining why exactly. Well, I think they did a good job in explaining that everything nowadays is a one-man show. You are by yourself. You need to search up the story, edit it yourself, shoot it, and then repeat it the next day. When I got into this program, I thought it was like a 9-to-7 job. 9-to-4, and then you're done. No, you are there recording, filming, getting your B-roll shots, editing, and then posting it on the YouTube and all the various platforms, giving it to your bosses as well. And that was just a shock to me. I didn't know. I thought I was going to go with a camera operator, and we were going to go as a two-man operation, and that's what we're going to do. And then I would give him the footage, and then he would just take it, and he would edit it himself. But no, now it's a one-man show. Now you have to learn everything. And media corporations like Rogers and Bell now are looking towards people that can do everything. They're not choosing people that can only do one specific item. They're looking for one person specifically to do every job mandatory to deliver the news. Editing, shooting, reporting, and all the other stuff. That's what I believe they're targeting now, and that's why I believe they gave good advice and good talking points in their speech.
Yeah, I agree, and also these two are speaking from experience, right? Jeffrey's been in the industry both in the US and Canada for a number of years. Kate's worked at multiple outlets in this country. She knows what's going on. She keeps a close tab. When we were speaking to her, she's still helping journalists become better broadcasters. That's literally what her social media bio is, right? So she knows what's going on. Jeffrey seems to know still what's going on. They're all, both, like, Jeffrey's still a coordinator at U of T. So they both know what's going on. And they both seem to want to help people, right? They want to fix this because they're seeing their industry that they've worked in pretty much all their lives go into a crisis. That's why we're making this.
You just listened to Unwrapping the Truth and the Realities of the Journalism World. We thank you for listening to this special episode. Our producers are Sam O'Coin and Alejandra Jimenez. For our entire team at SenecaJournalism.ca, I'm Brainer Hanau. I'll see you all next week.